Philly's largest blue-collar union reached a tentative deal with the city earlier this morning, ending a strike that lasted over a week. Sanitation workers were among the striking city employees. Trash collection is now slated to restart on Monday. As WHYY's Violet Comer-Weiland reports, there are mixed feelings on the end of the strike.
The final deal offers 3% wage increases over 3 years, for a total of 9% by 2028. This is far different from the union's initial demands, which called for a 24% overall wage increase over 3 years. Ronald Jones is a South Philly resident. He said sanitation workers are providing public infrastructure necessities and should get more than the bare minimum.
If sanitation fails today or tomorrow, if it just completely flat out fails, 20, 30 years off of my life expectancy, off of your life expectancy, rodents, disease, infestation.
Other residents and businesses said they felt the mayor was doing the best she could to make a fair deal and manage trash collection. For Billy Penn, I'm Violet Comer-Weiland, WHYY News.
While the union didn't get everything it wanted, the city did agree to giving each union member a $1,500 signing bonus. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro signed a bill today that repeals the state's ban on Sunday hunting for turkey and deer. The measure was introduced by State House member Mandy Steele, who says she became a hunter later in life.
Hunting has a grounding effect on humans. It awakens an ancient part of the brain. When you're out in the woods studying animals and observing plants and patterns, you develop a connection to the land that really inspires in you a desire to protect and conserve.
Those who wanted to keep the ban say hikers could be bothered by hunters. However, Steele says data shows hunting accidents are, quote, incredibly rare. Sunday hunting days could be scheduled as soon as this fall. 91 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia. Clouds are coming in, but things are still patchy in terms of sunshine. In the evening, we can expect more clouds to come. Storms overnight could be potentially violent storms with lightning, thunder, and strong downpours.